Can Washington reach a deal on the debt ceiling without causing long-term economic damage?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
Good morning from APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles. I'm Jeremy Hobson with The Morning Open, a look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. In a moment, we'll ask if President Obama's entry into negotiations to raise the federal debt limit will make a difference. But first, where's Wall Street? Stocks are up right now. The Dow up 48 points or 0.4% at 11,982. The Nasdaq up about 0.25%. S&P 500 up 0.33%. News this hour that the Los Angeles Dodgers have filed for bankruptcy protection, giving the team's owner, Frank McCourt, more time to work out a TV deal that he says will ensure the Dodgers' long-term financial stability. Major League Baseball recently took day-to-day control of the Dodgers after blaming McCourt for poor management. Now let's get to the debt debate that's going on in Washington. The Treasury Department says the government has until early August to raise the federal debt limit or the nation will default on its obligations. Lawmakers had been trying to work out a deal that would involve spending cuts in exchange for a debt limit increase, but Republicans walked out of negotiations last week. And today, President Obama will meet with lawmakers to try to restart the talks. Julia Coronado is away this morning, and we are joined instead by David Kelly, Chief Investment Strategist at J.P. Morgan Funds. He's with us live from New York. Good morning.
Glad to be here.
Well, David, last time we talked, you said there needed to be more adult-like behavior in Washington. Do you think that we're getting that now that the president is getting involved himself?
Well, I don't think I characterize anything that's going on in Washington as being adult at this stage, but I think we are gradually moving towards an end game here. I think there are still some complications. I think an insistence that there are no tax increases doesn't quite work out if you have very heavy spending cuts. So I think there's a lot still to be negotiated here.
Well, do you think that if there is a deal, that it will be the kind of deal that economists are hoping for, one that cuts spending but does it over a long period of time so as not to put the economic recovery at risk?
Well, yes, I think that is the case. I think what they'll do is they'll come up with a big number, but it's going to be it'll be spaced out over a long period of time. And so long as we bring the deficit down slowly over time, it shouldn't disrupt the economy that much. But we do need to make some big decisions on things like taxes and entitlements, and I'm not sure if we're going to see enough in the way of decision making in those areas.
Well, if there is a deal, David, when do you think it will happen? We talked about this August 2nd deadline.
Well, I think they'll come to a deal later than they should, but probably just before they have to. So I would say early August. I mean, I wish it was going to be before then. I think it's very dangerous to play with financial markets in this way, but I don't think that Congress has got a history of coming to a deal before they absolutely have to. So my bet is early August.
Right up to the limit. David Kelly, Chief Investment Strategist with J.P. Morgan Funds. Thanks so much, as always.
You're welcome.
Well, today, Greek lawmakers begin debating the next round of drastic spending cuts needed to secure more bailout funds from international lenders. And the people of Albania, just to the north of Greece, are paying particularly close attention. The BBC's Balkans correspondent Mark Lowen tells us why.
The rest of the world may look at Greece as in economic freefall, but for many years it's been an economic dream for thousands of Albanians. Albania is one of the poorest countries in Europe, and close to a million Albanians have fled across its southern border into Greece to look for work. Like immigrants across the world, those workers send money back home, and in 2007 that money made up over 9% of Albania's GDP. But with Greece's economic problems, those remittances have dropped by a third. Zef Preci is an economic analyst at the Albanian Centre for Economic Research. He says as things get worse in Greece, Albania's economy will also suffer.
What would be the consequences? In my judgment, it would be Albanians looking for better opportunities in countries far away from Western Europe.
There are few opportunities in Albania for returning migrants, and Preci believes the Greek crisis could lead to an exodus of Albanians beyond Europe's borders as they look for work in countries like Canada or South Africa. In Belgrade, I'm the BBC's Mark Lowen for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Ally Bank, offering sleeping money alerts to notify customers when their money could be doing more. Learn more at allybank.com. By Manta, connecting millions of small business owners with new customers every day. On the web at manta.com. and by Indiana University's Kelley School of Business, providing a personalized approach to career advancement. Learn more at kellei.iu.edu.
High gas prices are cutting into our spending. The government said this morning that consumer spending last month was at its lowest level since September of 2009. Our incomes did rise a bit, though, and by a bit, I mean 0.1% when adjusted for inflation. Tomorrow, it becomes illegal to sell baby cribs with sides that can drop down. The Consumer Product Safety Commission has banned them for safety reasons, but as Marketplace's Eve Tro reports, they won't disappear immediately.
Drop-side cribs got popular because they make it easier to pick up a baby. But dozens of babies have died in the past decade when the panels have dropped suddenly. Scott Wolfson at the Consumer Product Safety Commission says that danger led to the new law.
The safest and toughest standards in the world.
But businesses that use cribs, daycare centers, hotels, and crib rental companies, have 18 months to buy new ones. Ami Gadia at Consumers Union says the extra time defrays the big replacement costs.
They may need that additional time because they don't have resources to turn all their cribs over at the same time.
Parents won't care as much about the cost to business as they do about safety. That's why Scott Wolfson at the Consumer Product Safety Commission says most companies will act as fast as they can.
So a lot of them are out there in the marketplace right now placing their orders and not waiting.
The more new cribs they buy now, the more concerned parents they'll keep as customers. I'm Eve Tro for Marketplace.
And finally to the UK, where the Birmingham airport put one of its old magnetic levitation train cars up for sale on eBay. Someone bid about $40,000 for it, but they never paid up, so it went to bidder number two for just $160. But the winner, a guy named Andy Jones, told the local newspaper, "Now I've got a 5-ton train in the field opposite my house, and I've got to find a suitable use for it." In Los Angeles, I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. This is APM, American Public Media.
There's a hospital in St. Louis that wants to get people who are waiting out of its waiting rooms.
Can we give the patient education? Can we give them, get their labs done ahead of time to where when they get to see the doctor, all that stuff's back?
Efficiency experts from the car business doing the rounds. I'm Kai Rizdahl, Lean Management. Next time on Marketplace, it's from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
"What is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?"
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.